We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Earth Protecting viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. A satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV network, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Lonidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, channel 88 analog system and channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. in Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano,
in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel, and in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaq Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, 100 South African women helped to clean the Luvuvu River in Limpopo. In education news, Bangladesh brings schooling to younger students. In animal news, dogs in the workplace promote a more productive atmosphere. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 1st, is World Vegetarian Day, established by the North American Vegetarian Society, NAVS, in 1977. This special occasion also begins Vegetarian Awareness Month. It is a time to encourage friends, family, and co-workers to go meat-free for their health, the animals, and the earth. Events include veg potlucks, parties, seminars, food tastings, and poster contests. This year, NAVS's goal is to protect the lives of 1 million animals during the month by individuals choosing a plant-based diet. Let's make this day the happy affirmation of a lifelong dedication to cruelty-free meals. We can do it. Happy World Vegetarian Day. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Blind News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Peru. Uncharacteristically cold weather beginning in August affected nearly half the country, claiming the lives of at least 250 children under age 5, while afflicting other vulnerable groups such as the elderly and expectant mothers.
Estas bajas temperaturas han llegado alrededor de los 10 grados bajo cero, en algunas veces hasta 15 grados bajo cero. Entonces, bueno, esas bajas temperaturas han traído graves consecuencias en los niños, en los ancianos.
Nuestros niños, aquí tanto frío que hace, hay veces muere por la neumonía.
Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000, asking that our nearby association members please go help those in need. This amount could obtain $108,000 in items purchased in the United States based on Peru's cost of living. Our Peruvian association members covered their own travel expenses of about $350 as they went to the remote mountain communities severely affected by the cold and without easy access to health care.
Estamos en el distrito de Asillo, Puno, Perú, a 4.200 metros sobre el nivel del mar, lugar afectado por las bajas temperaturas. En este momento, nuestro equipo de socorro se encuentra entregando la ayuda enviada por nuestra amada Maestra Suprema Ching Hai.
Carecemos de lo que es infraestructura, carecemos de muchos apoyos, y esta es una muestra de solidaridad de la hermana Maestra Suprema Ching Hai. Muchísimas gracias y mil bendiciones para usted.
En esta oportunidad tenemos el apoyo de la Madre Suprema Ching Hai y su asociación. Es la primera vez, diré en el año, que nos llegue este tipo de apoyo.
Tal vez no se pase.
Expectant mothers, children and the elderly received warm blankets, jackets, pants and warm undergarments given to a total of 2,433 people throughout 42 communities.
Apachimushakta Dios ya na pasong kiswa maase. Muchas gracias, Maestra Apachimushakta.
Maestra Suprema Ching Hai, agradecemos por habernos hecho llegar este obsequio a esta comunidad que es tan solada, tan lejos de todo el distrito de Umachiri, que ha sido siempre olvidado.
A nombre del pueblo de Asillo y como autoridad local, quiero agradecer a la Maestra Suprema por esta ayuda en favor de los niños.
Esto es Supreme Master Television reportando desde el distrito de Asillo, Puno, Perú.
We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support to the Peruvian people and appreciate the diligent efforts of our association's relief team. May warmth and comfort find their way to all those in need as such extreme weather conditions are alleviated through humanity's adoption of more considerate lifestyles.
Storm Nicole strikes Cuba and Jamaica. On Wednesday, September 29th, Tropical Storm Nicole formed over Cuba as a tropical depression with 65 km per hour winds and torrential rains that flooded roads and highways around the eastern city of Santiago.
There were fortunately no damage or injuries reported, and the rains were considered a welcome relief to previous drought conditions. However, in Jamaica, the storm set off flooding and several mudslides, claiming 9 lives, including 6 from one family, with a young boy being the only one to survive, and leaving some 300,000 people temporarily without power. Bridges were reportedly destroyed by the rushing waters, as were many crops. Across the island, officials authorized school closures and the setting up of emergency shelters.
Expressing her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with the Jamaican government to see if any further aid is required and to go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available for urgent needs.
We appreciate the safety precautions of the Jamaican officials and are also thankful for the loving concern of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our prayers that such weather intensities subside as humanity strives for kinder and more eco-stabilizing ways.
Heavy rains deluged Germany and Poland. As eastern Germany was struck by the heaviest September rains on record, at least 2,500 people had to be evacuated from towns south of Berlin on Wednesday when rivers such as the Elbe and the Spree threatened to overflow. In Brandenburg and Saxony states, the highest levels of alarm were issued in various locations, and residents of towns like Elsterwerda were asked to leave for their safety.
Meanwhile, the Oder River in western Poland burst parts of its banks and flooded streets, with residents surrounding their homes with sandbags in an effort to prevent inundation. Local rivers in Lower Silesia province also swelled to emergency levels, affecting all of Zegorzelec County, and schools in Bogotinia town were closed on Tuesday as some streets flooded. Our appreciation, German and Polish officials, for your precautionary measures. We pray for the smooth resuming of regular lives for the storm-affected people, and that such harsh conditions are eased with our more caring stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Drilling already halfway complete to rescue trapped Chilean miners. Having already received many of the materials that will be needed to bring the 33 miners up to the surface from underground, officials say that the drilling teams are also currently ahead of schedule.
The final phase of the rescue operations could thus begin as early as 2 weeks from now. Cable arriving from Germany will be connected to tall, thin capsules that will be used to pull the men up one by one, with a mobile medical team that is also arriving prepared to provide immediate assessment and care. The 33 miners, who were first trapped 2,300 feet underground on August 5th, are reportedly in good health and spirits, as both they and relatives above ground eagerly await reunion. Chilean officials, personnel, and all drilling teams, we laud your valiant and cooperative efforts, wishing you Godspeed as we pray that everyone may share in the great joy of seeing the 33 men emerge safely.
Moscow hosts prestigious ballet gala. Held in the capital of Russia for the first time, the Canada-based Stars of the 21st Century Charity Gala Ballet featured 16 of the world's leading dancers from renowned ensembles such as Russia's Mariinsky and Mikhailovsky Theatres of St. Petersburg and the Bolshoi of Moscow, London's Royal Opera House in the United Kingdom, Paris Opera in France, the American Ballet in New York, USA, and Germany's Bavarian State Ballet. At the award ceremony, Russian ballerinas Diana Vishneva from Mariinsky Theatre and prima ballerina Svetlana Lunkina of Bolshoi Theatre shared the coveted title of Ballerina of the Decade with Alina Khodrokharu of the UK's Royal Ballet and Lucia Lacara of the Bavarian State Ballet. A standing ovation for the night's elegant performances and awardees. May the celebration of grace and poetry through music and dance remind us always of the uplifting beauties in life.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter on the mend. A second night in MetroHealth Cleveland Hospital in Ohio, USA, was advised for the former U.S. president after he was admitted on Tuesday, September 28th, and diagnosed with a stomach virus. Mr. Carter had been traveling as part of a book tour for his most recently authored volume, The White House Diaries. Many people conveyed their best wishes for his recovery, including U.S. President Barack Obama, who phoned to check in on him. A statement released by Metro Health Cleveland said, "President Carter is in very good spirits, appreciates all the good wishes sent his way, and looks forward to getting back to his busy schedule. We join in sending our best wishes for a full and rapid recovery, Your Excellency. May your noble contributions continue to benefit people worldwide for many years to come."
Hydroponic farming on the rise. A growing number of small and large-scale produce growers across the globe are opting to plant various fruits, vegetables and other edible greens in a cleaner, more efficient and easier way called hydroponics. This method, which eliminates soil and instead uses nutrient-filled water to replenish root systems, is on the increase due to its numerous benefits, such as space efficiency, rapid plant development with longer productivity, clean work environment, and reduced chance of disease. These features are all an advantage in urban settings, where hydroponics are expanding across inner-city rooftops. On one building in New York City, USA, for example, vertical hydroponics containers have been reported to yield a plentiful supply of fresh organic produce throughout a full 10 months of the year.
A basic setup can be done in anybody's backyard for very little expense and great enjoyment.
What a convenient way to grow scrumptious and nutritious veg produce. We look forward to ever wider adoption of this progressive method for the availability of fresh fruits and vegetables everywhere.
Save our planet, plant species being lost to human activities. A study recently completed by scientists at the Royal Botanic Gardens in Kew, United Kingdom, together with colleagues at the Natural History Museum in London and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, has revealed that about 22% of plant species, or 1 in 5 throughout the world, are in jeopardy. The report, Sampled Red List Index for Plants, evaluated 7,000 plant species considered representative of the 380,000 species thought to exist in the world. Along with the alarming indication of loss, the threat to the plant's existence was found to originate overwhelmingly from human activities such as deforestation, agriculture, and livestock grazing.
The survey's findings will be presented at next month's United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity in Japan, where the scientists will be recommending that new goals with limits be placed on biodiversity loss. Royal Botanic Gardens Director Stephen Hopper stated, "We cannot sit back and watch plant species disappear. Plants are the basis of all life on Earth, providing clean air, water, food and fuel. All animal and bird life depends on them, and so do we."
Many thanks, Director Hopper, and other participating researchers at Royal Botanic Gardens, Natural History Museum in London, and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature for your extensive work that reveals the alarming loss of precious plant life on our planet. May we act quickly in showing our care for these vital contributors to life on Earth to ensure their survival and our own.
The need for gentler stewardship of our fragile ecosphere is a message that has frequently been emphasized by Supreme Master Qinghai, as in the following excerpt from an April 2009 video conference in South Korea.
"We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too, the planet of the animals. It restores the balance of our ocean and forest and preserves our finite natural resources. This is truly the best way to restore our environment and ensure the highest degree of peace. Such a simple solution. Be in veg, that's it."
Save Our Planet. The Royal Al Bayt Institute for Islamic Thought organizes Environment in Islam, a 3-day conference in Jordan gathering 100 Muslim scholars from 40 countries to raise awareness and coordinate restorative efforts to protect the lives of future generations.
Save Our Planet, a preliminary study of nesting forest birds in Argentina by the Wildlife Conservation Society, finds that rising temperature and precipitation is causing higher parasite infestations in babies, leading to increased risks of mortality.
Hello, I'm Glimo the Trophius with a tip of the day. And I'm vegan, by the way. You can help your canine companion have good oral health with regular dental checkups. Also, please remember to brush his or her teeth every day. Thank you for your attention. And thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Environmental news. 100 South African women are involved in a one-year river cleaning operation. As part of the National Adopt a River project, the team of rural women will work to clean up the Luvuvu River in Toho Yondu, Limpopo. The program has been introduced to raise awareness among South Africans about the importance of caring for the health of rivers and water. The country's Deputy Minister of Water and Environmental Affairs, the Honorable Ms. Rejoice Maduba Fassi, stated that over $110,000 has been allocated to the Luvuvu initiative. Participants will be trained in water resource management and will also be given a monthly stipend. Our sincere thanks the Honorable Ms. Rejoice Maduba Fassi and South Africa for your efforts to protect this vital natural resource. May your endeavor help to ensure a sustainable supply of water for all interlinked ecosystems and the nation's future generations.
In education news, Bangladesh is bringing schooling to younger students. Starting in January 2011, pre-primary education will be introduced by over 37,000 teachers of the nation's government schools. Children older than 5 years will take part in the year-long course to learn fundamentals such as the alphabet and numbers and to interact with peers. The initiative is part of the National Education Policy 2010. Our accolades and appreciation, Bangladesh, for your dedication to the bright youth of your nation. May your children flourish in happiness with excellent educational opportunities on a calm and sustainable earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, canines help to enhance positive feelings in the workplace. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. Stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a caring world. In animal news, dogs in the workplace promote a more productive atmosphere. According to a study by Mr. Christopher Hans and Mr. Matthew Christensen of Central Michigan University in the United States, canines in the office help to increase collaboration. The researchers tested 12 groups of 4 individuals who did not know each other. They discovered that team members asked to perform a task together with a dog in the room rated their colleagues higher than those without a canine in the room. These included in the areas of trust, team cohesion, and closeness. Our thankfulness, Mr. Christopher Hans and Mr. Matthew Christensen, for highlighting yet another of the wonderful gifts our canine friends share with us. May our loyal and loving co-inhabitants be graced with carefree lives and adoring families.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Nepalese entitled Golf Day.
जुनसुकै दिन खेले पनि त्यसरी खेल्नुलाई अपराध नै मानिन्छ।
And now for our viewers' hotline on Under the Big Top, inhumane treatment of circus animals on our Stop Animal Cruelty series.
I think people should be made aware about this inhumane behavior. I will make sure that I will tell as many people as I can. Raven from India.
Concerned Raven, thank you so much for sharing the information that circus animals are being tortured for humans' enjoyment. Let us stop using animals for our food, entertainment, clothing, medicines, or any other abusive way. Starting with the organic vegan diet, it behooves us as children of God to return to our noble selves, extending love and compassion to all beings. May heaven bless you and the spiritual people of India.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Not War for Years.
May you and your loved ones thrive in peace and joy. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ministers of the Non-Alignment Movement, or NAM, member countries meet on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting, where they affirm their support of an independent Palestinian state and a nuclear-free Middle East.
The European Union announces plans to resume development aid to Nigeria in support of her pledge to resume a democratic government.
With the help of local citizens, donations and supplies, Hindu villages in Puducherry, India are rebuilding a mosque so that the Muslims living in the community will continue to have a place to pray.
The British Library in London, UK, digitizes more than 280 volumes of its Greek manuscripts, posting them online for the world to explore the Hellenic culture of more than 2,000 years, including the famous collection of Aesopic fables.
Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini affirms his country's interest in re-establishing diplomatic relations with Iran, especially to collaborate in halting illegal drug trafficking for the improved safety and health of all citizens.
The United Arab Emirates' first group of volunteers from the National Emergency Response Program joins Red Crescent Authority mobile medical teams in Pakistan to assist in benefiting the health of the flood-affected residents.
Representatives of the European Union, the Moroccan government, journalists and media experts participate in a two-day international conference on freedom of expression in Rabat, Morocco.
Archaeologists express their amazement at the robust design of a 7,000-year-old house made of stamped clay mixed with straw and supported by wooden poles discovered in the village of Telish, Bulgaria.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.